This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with this week's Feature Story of the Week. We're happy to have in the studio with us today the 4-H Half Moon Bay chapter, and we have with us the president, Addie Costa. Welcome, Addie.
Thank you.
First of all, for listeners that are not familiar with 4-H, what does 4-H stand for? What do the letters 4-H stand for?
The four letters stand for hands, health, heart, and head.
Oh, okay. Very good. And you're the president. How many people are members of the 4-H out here?
We're a smaller club than most of the San Mateo County clubs. I believe we have, I think, around 30 kids right now, which is the highest we've had in a couple years, so.
And are they all from the Half Moon Bay area or more like Pescadero and the outlying areas, La Honda? How far do you reach out, by the way?
We reach to like Pescadero, La Honda, Half Moon Bay. Pacifica has its own 4-H, so we don't go that way.
Okay, a little history of the Half Moon Bay or the 4-H in general. What is the purpose? How did it get started, and what is the purpose of 4-H?
The purpose is to raise animals and to be in agriculture and also other projects. Like we have welding and sewing and baking and all that. It's just to get the kids hands-on, especially with animals and other projects, just so they have these skills when they get older. And, yeah, it's just fun. There's lots of kids. It's a good organization to get your hands dirty or get your mind thinking.
Where do you meet, and do you have animals that you care for? How does that work?
We meet at the IDS Hall. We are trying to get a farm set up at the moment, but for right now we meet at the IDS Hall. We have animals all around, from Pescadero to Half Moon Bay. We're getting a farm in, so once we have that set, then kids who want to raise larger animals or smaller animals who don't have the space for it in their backyard or doesn't have the space in other people's places, we can store the animals at the farm, and it's like going to be a meeting ground for basically all of us. We'll have a clubhouse and all that, but for right now, all the animals are spread out between Pescadero and Half Moon Bay.
Now, you have an event coming up. You're going to be having representation at the San Mateo County Fair. Club out here on the coastside is going to be represented along with what other 4-H chapters?
Yes, like Pacifica, Redwood City, San Carlos, a bunch of others that I forgot the names of right
okay,
now.
Okay. Yeah. In particular, why don't you tell us a little bit about the annual livestock auction? I see you brought me a flyer, and it's very pretty, and it has a lot of information. Just to tell us what's on the flyer and what it's all about.
Yes, so you will bid on the best livestock in the San Mateo County Fair. We are showcasing top quality animals. It is from Saturday, June 13th at 9 a.m. It is at the fairgrounds in the show arena, and admission and registration is free. We are featuring beef cattle, sheep, market swine, goats, poultry, and rabbits. There will be a bar cart, a buyer's dinner or luncheon, and fair fun, and also just come to support our Half Moon Bay youth, because we spend a lot of time raising these animals and it takes a lot of time and money. So yes, just come support us because we need it.
well said, and very open and transparent in that. What animals seem to be the most popular for people bidding on them?
I think all of them are mostly the same. I would say poultry is definitely the money maker. And poultry is back now. We didn't have it the last couple of years. So we have a lot of poultry this year, which poultry includes chickens and turkeys. So now that we have poultry, it's just a very good money maker for the kids. I think we usually get around $300 to $500 per two birds for chickens. And I think turkeys is kind of similar. But yeah, I think turkeys and chickens are the big big monies.
Yeah. Is it safe to say that the average homeowner in Half Moon Bay wouldn't be buying a turkey and taking it home with them?
No, they will not.
So basically it's other farmers or people from the rural area that mostly bid on these, would you say?
I think, well, we send out buyer's letters to anybody and everybody who we think would want to buy an animal, big or small. So it's not just rural farmers and all that, but...
Well, I can see rabbits, maybe somebody who wanted to have a rabbit as a pet, for example.
Yes, so rabbits are the only animal that you can take home live, or you could keep it alive at your house, or you could butcher it yourself, but rabbits are the only animals that you can take home live, or you could give it to the kid who owns the rabbit could, what's the word, butcher the rabbit for you and give to the buyer.
Now, this brings up a very interesting point, see, because in my mind, I was thinking when you said that there was an auction, it's like, well, I'll have that cow over there, and you go, oh, congratulations, you just won the bid on the cow. Now, what are you going to do with it? You know, you're not going to put a leash around it and haul it out of the, you know. So basically, at that point, who does the processing for you?
The fair does. So the fair has partnerships with Freedom Meats Locker, and they do all the large animals, and then they have... another partnership with them for the rabbits and the poultry people do all the processing for that. So yes.
What was the reason that you got involved in 4-H, and how long have you been the president?
This is my first year being the president. I've been in 4-H for, I think, 6 years now. It's always, I guess, just been around town. They're like, oh, 4-H is a big thing. I remember going to meetings when I was smaller, and I wasn't really much involved in it until, I think, 4 or 5 years ago when I started raising hogs. And then I just started to be really involved. I got on the board. I was the treasurer for a couple years, and I was vice president. And now that I'm president. But yeah, it's just always been a part of my life. I've always been raising animals and getting my hands dirty. And so, yeah, it's just always been a part of my life doing that. So, yeah.
Were you born on the coastline?
Yes, I was. I've lived here for most of my life.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot of changes you've seen over the years.
Yes.
Now, you've brought a couple of members along with you, I see. A brother and sister, Maddie and Oliver. If they would step up to the microphone, we'll have Maddie here and her brother, Oliver. How long have you, Maddie, been in 4-H?
I believe this is my 10th year in 4-H.
Wow, you started young.
Yes, I started at 5 years old.
Okay. Do you live on a farm around here?
I don't, but I do keep my hog in my backyard. I'm lucky enough to have some room for it.
Do you live in Half Moon Bay proper?
I live in the Honda.
Okay, I was going to say, hogs and backyards in Half Moon Bay probably really wouldn't work out that well, but
yeah.
I can see it in La Honda, for example.
Yes.
And what was the motivation for you to join 4-H?
I was put in it when I was 5, so very young. My older sister was in it before me, so I think that's why I started. And then I've always really enjoyed it, so I've just kept going. It's a great opportunity.
Is this something that you see yourself doing later on in life, or is this just something you're kind of transiting through, or do you plan to have a future like going to college and specializing maybe in this field?
Yeah, I hope so. This was a great start off for me thinking about what I want to do in the future and what I want to do with livestock and agriculture, so I believe I will try to...
I understand Davis is a good place to go for that.
Yes, yeah.
Oliver, why don't you replace your sister here at the microphone and step up and tell us, too, basically, how do you feel about being in 4-H? What does it mean to you?
What it means to me is, like, being able to make friends and do fun activities with them. I was able to meet a ton of new people through 4-H that I would have never talked to before, even in different 4-H clubs through, like, 4-H camp. So it's been just fun to, like, make friends and do fun activities.
So it's been a good social outlet for you.
Yes.
Now, what about the future? Do you see yourself involved in livestock in the future?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm kind of on the edge of it, so I might, but I've also been looking into other stuff. But for now, it's just for fun and social activities.
When do you actually set up? Now, the fair begins on June 6th, okay, and it runs through...
Till June 14th.
14th.
But Monday and Tuesday are closed days.
Okay.
You can go on to the San Mateo County Fair website and look at the schedule and all the activities that they have.
Yeah, I remember we actually went there last year as part of the press came and got a chance to go through before it actually opened and see some of the rides and all of the different things that they were doing. It's been a long time since I've been to the fair, but that was very enjoyable. So the auction itself will be on the 13th at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Congratulations to all of you for being in 4-H. I imagine, how long has 4-H been in existence on the coast? Any history that you can give us as to how many years this has actually been represented on the coast side? Educated guess is cheerfully accepted, by the way.
Thank you. 4-H has been around for almost a decade, more than a decade, but on the coast. It's been prevalent in the community for a long time, I believe, and for as long as I have been here. So
we'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
In fact, I will look it up, and I will tag this interview with that because I'm kind of interested myself. Well, this has been very interesting. I really appreciate you guys coming in and sharing with our listeners about the activities of the 4-H and reminding everybody that they need to go to the county fair. That in itself is a fun event.
Yes.
But even if you just want to be a witness to the auction, I think that would be kind of a fun thing to do. Just see how it works and the processing of it and the different animals that will be auctioned off.
Yes, and you don't even need to buy an animal. You could just come and support us. I think there are donations you can give to some kids, but yes, just being there and supporting us would be great.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
I must confess, this was a very enjoyable interview, getting to know some of our young people that are members of the 4-H Half Moon Bay chapter. And by the way, the H stands for head, heart, hands, and health. We did some checking, and it turns out that our Coastside chapter was formed somewhere around 1945. And we would encourage all of our listeners to support our boys and girls that make up the local chapter, the 4-H, by going to their livestock auction on Saturday, June 13th, it's at 9 a.m. at the Fairground Show Area. And, you know, just to let them know that you appreciate what they do. And, you know, if you want to make a little donation, I'm sure that would be appreciated as well, because it does take a little bit of money to do what they do. So, again, our congratulations to all of the members of the 4-H Half Moon Bay chapter. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now join host Cameron Palmer and the KHMB Time Machine for a ride back to 1964. You're listening to The Voice of the Coastside, 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000. Or email us, news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
For the past 18 years, there have been Democratic and Republican presidents, Democratic and Republican Congresses, and no one has fixed Social Security. If we don't act now, your Social Security benefits will be cut at least 23% in 6 or 7 years. The instability of Social Security threatens everyone. It jeopardizes the checks of today's seniors and erodes the hope of younger workers. I'm Jotham Stein, your independent candidate for Congress. I'm the only Coastsider in the race, and I've got a three-part plan to fix Social Security, ensuring it pays full benefits for more than 75 years, and at the same time creates a minimum benefit for our seniors. For the details of my plan and much more about my campaign, please visit VoteStein.com. This June primary, please vote independent. Vote for the Coastsider. Vote Stein for Congress.
Paid for by Jotham Stein for Congress, LLC.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1964. We have now arrived in May of 1964. What were things like in Half Moon Bay back then in 1964? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, 50th anniversary of phone service in Moss Beach. Moss Beach is celebrating its 50th anniversary of telephone service, with 110 residences and 34 businesses having phones. The Moss Beach Exchange was established in 1914, the same year the first transcontinental cable was tested. And Half Moon Bay High School Band prepares for Sunday Parade. The newly organized high school band is spending many hours rehearsing, getting ready for their appearance in the annual Shamarita Parade. And planners reject Sausage Factory zoning requests. The Half Moon Bay Planning Commission has rejected a request for a sausage factory and restaurant. The two businesses would have been located at the corner of Highway 1 and Roosevelt Avenue. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Opening day of baseball season down at Smithfield became a day to remember. Dedicated coaches, parents, grandparents gathered to watch their sweet, uniformed kids get ready to take the field. The stands were filled, the snack bar stocked, and eager parents and players were lined up by team for the opening ceremonies, which was short but very meaningful. I'm not sure who gave the kickoff speech, but it was inspiring and filled with good ethics for kids to abide by. I wish I had recorded those remarks, but our good friend Kathy found them along with the pledge by parents and volunteers. Well worth sharing if you haven't been part of one of these opening day ceremonies. The Little League Pledge. I trust in God. I love my country. I will respect its laws. I will play fair, strive to win, but win or lose, I will always do my best. The Little League Parent Volunteers Pledge. I will teach all children to play fair, to do their best. I will positively support all managers, coaches, and players. I will respect the decision of umpires. I will praise good effort despite the outcome of the game. Keep calm and play ball on. And when you're on your way down to Smithfield, feel free to stop by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1964, and the U.S. Congress authorizes war against North Vietnam after three North Vietnam torpedo boats attack a U.S. destroyer in the Gulf of Tonkin. Meanwhile, after three civil rights workers are murdered in Mississippi, President Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act. However, violence continues to increase in many American cities. A young, talented boxer by the name of Cassius Clay wins the Boxing World Heavyweight Championship from Sonny Liston. In other news, the most powerful earthquake in the United States history, at a magnitude of 9.2, hits South Central Alaska. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. receives a Nobel Peace Prize, and the United States Surgeon General reports that smoking may lead to lung cancer. How much do things cost in 1964? With an average income per year of $6,000, it will cost you $13,000 to buy a new house, 21 cents to buy a new loaf of bread, 5 cents to mail a letter, $1.25 to go to the movies, and $3,500 to buy a new car, and 30 cents a gallon for gas to driver. Popular movies include It's a Mad, Mad World, My Fair Lady, Mary Poppins. In popular music, if you turn your radio on, it seems that all you'll hear is music by this group called The Beatles. No wonder, since their first hit in January, they have charted 19, yes, you heard it, 19 top 40 hits. They have earned so many gold records, we wonder if there's any left at Fort Knox. Here's The Beatles with still another one hit, I Feel Fine. You know, he buys the diamond rings, you know, she said so.
says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys the things, you know. He buys the diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
There's a female group that is very popular on the charts, having 3 number one records this year. Here's the Supremes' number one hit, Where Did Our Love Go? As we travel back in time with the KHMB Time Machine. Until next time, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's financial focus, saving for retirement. Are you guessing or planning? Let's say you dream of spending your retirement mornings on a warm beach, coffee in hand, waves rolling in. To get there, you had a simple plan. Save $1 million and buy the beach house you've always wanted. But when retirement arrives, reality hits. After accounting for keeping your current home, everyday expenses, and health care, $1 million doesn't stretch as far as you thought, and the beach house remains a dream. The problem wasn't your discipline. It was that your number was never really your number. It was arbitrary, not anchored to what your ideal retirement would actually cost. How can you make sure your retirement number is right for you? A solid savings goal starts with a clear picture of the retirement you want. Think through where you plan to live, whether you'll keep your current home or downsize, how much you plan to travel, if you'll help children and grandchildren financially, and what health care might cost you later in life. Build a realistic monthly budget, then multiply by 12 months to find your annual need. Adjust this amount for inflation until the first year of retirement. Then multiply that figure by 25 to get a sense of how much may be needed to save. It's a formula based on the idea of withdrawing 4% annually from your savings, assuming you retire in your mid-60s. If you need $60,000 a year, your target is around $1.5 million. You may need more or less depending on your lifestyle, health, unexpected expenses, Social Security benefits, and other income. No single rate or strategy will work for everyone. A financial advisor can help you determine your number and strategy. Then once you know your target, the path forward becomes clearer. Here are a few tips for next steps. Start early. The sooner you begin saving, the more time compound interest has to work in your favor. Small amounts set aside automatically each paycheck have the opportunity to grow significantly over decades. Live below your means. Spending less than you earn is one of the most powerful wealth-building habits. When your income rises, save and invest the difference instead of upgrading your lifestyle. Keep your debt under control. Since credit cards and other high-interest debt can slow your progress, pay off balances monthly when possible. Invest consistently. If your employer offers a 401k, aim to contribute at least 10 to 15% of your salary and increase your contributions after every raise. If you max out your 401k, a traditional IRA or Roth IRA may offer additional tax advantage growth. Eligibility and contribution limits do apply. Boost your income when you can. Develop new skills, ask for a raise, or explore a side income. Every extra dollar saved moves you closer to your goal. The difference between a retirement you love and one full of compromises often comes down to the planning you do today. Know your real number, build a solid plan, and get the right help along the way. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside Community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. Ben Franklin famously said, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. But what if those 6 to 8 hours of sleep each night are not so restful? On today's show, everything you wanted to know about insomnia but were afraid to ask. 3 in 10 Americans experience insomnia, and for about 10% of adults, it's a chronic, long-term problem. And yet, it's so often overlooked. Insomnia isn't just about the hours you sleep. It's about whether that sleep is sufficient to feel truly refreshed. How does insomnia show up in your sleep habits? It's more than just lying awake. You might be waking up multiple times, waking too early, or sleeping only in short bursts, which is more common in older adults. The daytime consequences are critical: fatigue, low energy, difficulty concentrating, irritability, and even physical symptoms like headaches or stomach aches. When I come back, we'll discuss the causes of insomnia and some pathways to a better night's sleep. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. And today we're talking about the dreaded condition called insomnia. The core issue is often a state of hyperarousal. Your body and mind are physiologically activated with increased cortisol and heart rate. Experts say there are two main types, acute and chronic insomnia. Acute is short-term, lasting under 3 months, often triggered by a specific stressor. Work, relationships, or even poor sleep habits like bedtime phone scrolling or heavy meals before bed. Chronic insomnia lasts for 3 months or more, happening at least 3 nights a week. It often begins with an acute trigger, but then the fear of not sleeping takes over, maintaining that hyperarousal. Chronic issues are also linked to mental health conditions like anxiety and depression, and medical issues like sleep apnea or chronic pain. This is why diagnosis is so important. A doctor might have you keep a sleep diary or even recommend a sleep study to rule out conditions like sleep apnea. But before you reach for a bottle of Ambien, let's look at natural ways to combat insomnia. The gold standard treatment is called cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. In 6 to 8 sessions, it helps you manage sleep-related anxiety and rebuild a healthy association between your bed and sleep. Research shows 70 to 80% of people see significant improvement. Another potential solution is lifestyle approaches. Regular exercise is fantastic, but try to finish your workout at least 5 to 6 hours before bed. For dinner, include magnesium-rich foods like spinach or tryptophan-containing foods like turkey and eggs to support relaxation. Also, consider the power of the mind-body connection. Techniques like diaphragmatic breathing, meditation, and even music therapy are scientifically proven to induce relaxation, slow your heart rate, and calm that stress response. And finally, the power of prevention. Keep your bedroom cool, quiet, and dark. Get up if you can't fall asleep. Go to another room and do a quiet activity until you feel sleepy again. Avoid all electronic devices before bed. Their light suppresses melatonin. And limit alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine in the evening as they disrupt deep, restorative sleep. Insomnia isn't just a tough night. Chronic sleep deprivation increases your risk of serious complications like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and even anxiety or depression. Make sleep a priority. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, and this week on the carousel, we make another stop at Ocean Ciders at beautiful Pillar Point Harbor. It's Bay Area singer-songwriter Kimberly Gold we're going to visit. Kimberly is a consummate artist, honing her skills in L.A., New York, and Nashville. She's equally adept at pop, rock, R&B, as she is in country. Kimberly has worked with members of Tower of Power, Steely Dan, and Boz Scaggs. This month, she's bringing that world-class energy at Ocean Ciders on May 30th. Now, one thing you learn about Kimberly is that she has a deep respect for the classics, and she just inhabits it. Here's a case in point. She played for me her breathtaking cover of The Rascals' How Can I Be Sure, and she had a wonderful story how she met The Rascals and played it for them and gave them a copy, and they absolutely loved it. Well, the 67 original is a masterpiece of blue-eyed soul. Kimberly took a little different approach. And her version that you're going to hear in a second is soaring, powerful, and deeply personal. And then there's her track, Sycamore Street. This is a song that is a masterclass in nostalgia and storytelling. It takes you right back to those formative places we all have in our memory banks. The neighborhoods that shaped us. The old front porches. And the bittersweet feeling of looking back at where you came from. Well, we still have to move forward. Here's Kimberly now with her take on The Rascals and then Sycamore Street on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you? Whenever I am away from you, I wanna die, because you know I wanna stay with you. How do I know? Maybe you're trying in a world that's constantly changing. How can I be sure where I stand with you? Maybe I'm just hanging. said they saw you hanging down at the Mercury. Is that you? Getting high, awesome, funky vibe, you know you never used to do. Are you still?
Absolutely stunning. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the coastside. And there is the vocal range of Kimberly Gold. There was Sycamore Street, and before that, the Rascals track, How Can I Be Sure? I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. Craving the best homemade clam chowder on the coast, are you? From fresh salads to world-class fish and chips, Cameron's is Half Moon Bay's headquarters for comfort food. Open daily for lunch and dinner on Cabrillo Highway. Thank you, Cameron. Now, if you want to experience the vocal magic of Kimberly Gold in person, grab your friends and neighbors and take a little road trip to Oceansiders near the harbor on May 30th. This spot is a hidden local gem, intimate, rustic, warm, well, sometimes warm, but mostly chilly. Bring a sweater. There's no big stage barrier here, just great cider and elite level music. Kimberly will be there on May 30th. These are afternoon shows, absolutely free. And let's hear another one from her catalog now that shows the musical variety of Kimberly that is pure gold. Here is The Right Kind of No on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
No place on earth I'd rather be, caught up in our chemistry, mesmerized by everything we do. The moment when you stole my heart, I was yours to take from the very start. Now there's no getting over you. Am I just an itch that you gotta scratch? A revolving door with a plane to catch. The ticket price is way too high. A slow burn spark to a wildfire. One wrong turn to deep desire. Gotta find the way to say goodbye. 'Cause you won't finish what we started. Leave me high and broken hearted. First response to one hot kiss, I should have second guessed. Better look before I leap into another mess. My thoughts are on the table, and I never felt so blessed. The right kind of no is better than the wrong kind of yes. One window closes, one more opens. Girls line up waiting to be chosen. Kept in the dark or on display. You throw around love like an afterthought. Something to be sold and bought. Well, I'm long overdue for an upgrade. Wish I didn't, I still want to, but I don't like what's on your menu. Flavor of the day until I'm not. Ain't serving up another round. The kitchen's closed, I'll stand my ground. I'm done playing, drop it in the slot. 'Cause you won't finish what we started. Leave me high. Should have second guessed. Better look before I leap into another mess. My cards are on the table, and I never felt so blessed. The right kind of no is better than the wrong kind of yes. So long lost boy, Peter Pan. Miss Wendy's gonna find her man who shows me I deserve only the best. Won't fall into another flame. Ready for the real thing. I ain't gonna settle for nothing less. So I'm shutting down this bad romance, preparing for my victory dance. The table's turning out for the cause. It's all good, we'll still be friends. We'll see how the story ends. A lifetime profit far outweighs the loss. And I will finish what we started. No more high and broken hearted. First response to one hot kiss, I should have second guessed. My cards are on the table, and I never felt so blessed. The right kind of no is better than the wrong kind of yes.
You keep all your hours, you make all your own rules. Nothing I don't
9 FM and AM 1710. This is KHMB and Coastside Carousel, the show by and for our fantastic local musicians. That's going to be a great show and free to boot at Oceansiders with the great Kimberly Gold on Saturday, May 30th. The perfect coastal afternoon, world-class guitar on her Ovation, and local cider. We just heard two great tracks, that groove growl that Kimberly is so well known for, Nothing I Don't Already Know, and The Right Kind of Know. That is a wrap for today's show. You can find Kimberly's full schedule at KimberlyGold.com. I'm Mike Dale. Remember to support the venues that support our artists and enjoy your songs in the key of life. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. As election time again approaches, America's many problems are highlighted by numerous candidates who then offer their own various and diverse solutions to those problems. However, for the Founding Fathers, much more than just good policies were needed to secure America's prosperity. As Patrick Henry succinctly declared, "Righteousness alone can exalt America as a nation. Whoever thou art, remember this, and in thy sphere practice virtue thyself, and encourage it in others. The great pillars of all government and of social life are virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. As you participate in this year's elections, remember that righteousness is the key. Therefore, be careful to vote for leaders who will promote righteousness at every level of government."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.